You are listening to Moments of Sunshine, sponsored by the Denver Seventh-day Baptist Church. We want to offer you, our listeners, a free Bible study. For your copy, write to the Denver Seventh-day Baptist Church in care of this station.
Outside of the references to the day on which the resurrection of Jesus was discovered, there are only two references to the first day of the week in the New Testament. The first is in Acts chapter 20. The meeting recorded in this chapter was actually at night. Since days were reckoned from sunset to sunset, this would have happened on what we call Saturday night, the dark part of the day preceding the light part. This was not a weekly worship service, but as the scripture states, it was a farewell gathering for Paul. They had already had their regular Sabbath worship service, but all wanted to meet with Paul before he left on the next morning, which he did, spending Sunday walking 19 miles across the isthmus to Assos to meet the boat and his companions. Would he not have stayed to worship with the church if Sunday had been their regular day of worship? Surely he would not have taken a long, hard walk across the isthmus if he considered the first day of the week sacred in any way. The reference to breaking bread on this day could have referred to the Lord's Supper, or it could have referred to simply an ordinary meal. Even if it had been the communion service, we see from Acts chapter 2, verse 46, that they broke bread every day of the week, so this occasion would not have to have any significance. We may well ask what claim the first day of the week has to the Lord's Supper. It was not instituted on that day. It commemorates nothing that happened on the first day, nor is there any command to hold it on that day. The other time we find the phrase first day of the week in the New Testament is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. If you look at this scripture closely, you'll see it refers to first days in general, and it is not a worship time, but a day of bookkeeping in which the people are to lay aside at home their contributions. Paul did not instruct them to bring an offering to the church. Sunday was a day for figuring up accounts and putting their tithes aside so there would be no gathering when he came. This was to be done at home, and it is not a hint of any kind of a meeting at all. Nowhere would it show that Sunday is sacred. In actuality, there is no scripture commanding that we observe the first day of the week as a hallowed day. Only the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, has this distinction. We invite you to worship with us at the Seventh-day Baptist Church at 23rd and Wadsworth. Sabbath worship is at 10:30 every Saturday morning.